Hello and welcome to Under the Surface number 233 on Rock Radio and I. My name's Dave and I'm here for an hour show. Picked a few different things this week and a couple of new bands I've come across there recently. I've got what is the commonality between these tracks and a couple of requests. But to kick things off, debut albums. The other Saturday night I got the debut Wasp album out after listening to Agitators Anonymous and their overview of the Wasp career. I haven't heard that in a while. So I stuck it on, but this is a track I think is absolutely killer on it. On Your Knees from Wasp from 1984. Another fantastic debut there that year in 1984 was Queensryche with The Warning, and that was a track called On Force. And Queensryche just finished off a UK tour there recently. It's probably more than recently now, probably a few months, doing all the tracks in The Warning and the Queen of the Reich EP and things like that. Didn't get a chance to see it, but it stands up well, that album. Took me years and years and years to get into it, but eventually when you get into it, it just sticks there. So some new arrivals, the Lord Weird Sly Fegg, Traveller Supplement 1, the Ethereal Glades arrived at last on vinyl and given a really good listen. This track here really jumped out at me. Magnetic Fluctuations. So enjoy this one. We'll be right back. And after the Lord's Weird Sly Fag from California, San Francisco, that was Iron Sword from Portugal. Not much Portuguese metal about, I don't think. Not enough of it anyway. That was a track called Kings of the Night from the None But the Brave album from 2008, and they've been going since the mid-90s. Super well respected in the underground. Just bands you're never going to get to see on this side of the pond. You know, it's, if you're really lucky, you might get to see them in some obscure wee festival about the UK somewhere. But if you want to see these bands, you've got to go to the source, like the Portugal, Germany, France, places like that. It's the only place you're going to get to see them. So after being in Budapest the other week, this is a band here, a name I've been saying about for years, and I've never really delved into them much. And I think it's pronounced Pokogelp, and they're Hungarian. And this is from their classic album, Totalis Metal, as I've been told. And I've listened to it a few times and I find it quite good, you know. So this one's called To Zeus.
Érdekel, csak a naptól a bot,
keeping it all things European and a wee bit exotic. That was Sortilege with Gladiator from their debut from 1983. Very well thought of band in the metal underground, and a band I do really appreciate, just don't really listen to enough. And trying to get the hold of their stuff as well, it's another hassle with this whole Brexit thing. The cost of postage and bringing stuff into the UK, it's an absolute nightmare. But it's we just have to live with it and get on with it, I suppose. So a couple of new ones in from Metal Blade. First up is Cradle of Filth with Demagoguery from their new album, The Screaming of the Valkyries. It seems to be that they're still putting out decent stuff. I thought their last couple of records have been really good. There's a few albums done in the middle, and they all sound the same. It was just, I just couldn't cope with them, but the last couple have been good. So this is their new single, Demagoguery.
Of man.
Straight after Cradle of Filth, that was a new one from Sodom from their forthcoming album The Arsonist, and that's a track called Taphophobia. And if you're like me, you like to know what these words mean, and that's, this one here is the irrational fear of being buried alive. Not sure if there's anything irrational about that. I think it'd be quite a rational phobia to have, you know, just in case you happen to be buried alive. But anyway, moving on to a request from Big Chris. This is a track from Black Sabbath and their Eternal Idol album. It's called Nightmare. It's just recently been re-released as well separately from the box of the Tony Martin albums that came out on Record Store Day, and the price has dropped quite dramatically. You'd probably pick it up for 20-25 quid now. So this is a Nightmare from the Eternal Idol.
Filled with wings heading my way. Oh no!
And straight after Black Sabbath, that was Venom with a track called Nightmare from their Possessed album from 1985. And I just happened to be rereading the book, the Neat story about Neat Records. And what a car crash. Well, they'd done some really great things, but it was all done in a wing and a prayer. And this story about Venom playing the Hammersmith Odeon, they'd done big gigs and the big stage set with the drum riser, and just a story about the, you see Abaddon screaming into the camera, but he wasn't actually being angry or being evil or anything. He was screaming at the cameraman to get off the drum riser because it was making it unstable because they'd made it themselves and it was starting to tip and everything was about to go arse over tit. But and there was all this smoke coming out from underneath the drum riser as well, and everybody thought it was dry ice. It was seen as a fire extinguisher putting out flames, something that caught fire underneath. But it's really funny read, and just the way that all them bands just sort of fell into the whole thing and then just fell out of favour very quick after signing with big labels and things. But it's worth the way even pick it up. So only a couple of new ones. Concrete Winds, they're making a big waves at the minute. They've got on a sold out tour of Europe at the minute, and it's absolutely vicious, vicious stuff. And sometimes you wonder, is like, where does the people come that, you know, that really love this stuff? It's very bizarre, this way crowds move. But this is a track called Hell Trance from their self-titled album from last year.
Drive on the ground.
and joining Concrete Winds and Nocturge, a band called Black Curse, and that was a track called To Babylon from their latest album, Burning in Celestial Poison from 2024. Now, this stuff's not for everybody. I'll put my hands up to that, but I really enjoy it. And, you know, if you've got a passing interest in this sort of really vicious sort of black death metal, you couldn't go far wrong with these guys. So only another couple of requests. Been a wee bit lazy this week. First up's Midnight with a track called Frenzy from their latest album, Steel, Rust and Disgust. They're putting albums out at some rate, I notice, but they're all very good. And if you like that sort of Venom vibe, well worth picking up. But anyway, this is Frenzy.
When you light them up, listen to me while I have to call.
And then another request in there from Big Christopher Osborne. That was a gruesome find with a Colt Knight's Empty Embrace from the Of Blood and Nobility from 2007. Sort of death metal band from America, first I've ever heard of them. But I really like their, I like the tone of them guitars and that. Sound just nice, thick sound. So thanks anyway for listening. I'm going to finish off with Neurosis this week because I haven't played Neurosis in a while. And this popped up on my one of my travel compilations that I have for traveling, funny enough, or on planes or just, you know, drifting off to sleep at night. And this one's called Stones from the Sky, from the Sun That Never Sets from 2001. So until next time, look after yourselves and I'll speak to you soon.
Sky. Feel.